content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and Autumn Connolly. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
We've got two pregnant women sitting here with us. No wonder I'm nesting. We didn't even know that Autumn was pregnant till last week. You
Surprise.
Guys will laugh because it's funny. So we didn't know, and I kind of noticed. I'm like, did you guys notice Autumn? Her
They're
stomach,
all talking about
like
me getting fat.
No. I'm like, do you think she's pregnant? And Lexi said, oh no. If she was pregnant, she would tell us. I'm like, then I started to get concerned. I'm like, oh my god, does she have like a big tumor growing inside of her or something?
Essentially,
like,
yes.
But it's weird. And then the way you were even holding your, you know, you hold your bump. You hold your bump when you're pregnant, and it's funny. I remember when I was first pregnant, I didn't get very big at all, and I barely was showing it like 7 months because I worked the whole time. I was just a skinny little thing, and I used to stick my belly out on purpose so people would know that I was pregnant because I wanted to talk about it. So, but it's kind of funny that we didn't know, and so that would explain all my nesting because I couldn't figure out.
There
so Maria, that works at my house with me, she's due the same day as Lexi. So I'm losing two of my key people like at the same time. And then you're pregnant too. And it's like, oh my goodness. No wonder I'm like scrubbing my baseboards at 2 a.m. but we're going to be talking about pregnancy and all that it entails and what you guys out there need to know about pregnancy and what your woman is thinking.
It's good stuff.
It is good stuff. It is. And I'm assuming everyone had a great weekend. Diamond, how are you?
I'm great. I had a great weekend. I relaxed on the couch.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah. So did I. I didn't have a choice. No, I'm joking. I don't know what I did. I did a lot of everything. I worked out. I danced. I chilled the whole weekend.
You know, I spent a solid 45 minutes petting a kitten on Sunday.
Oh my
God. And like
God.
The first 15 Great. Minutes, I was like, I got to do some stuff. And then I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to sit here and pet the kitten. And she was all for it.
Is there anything better than playing with a kitten or a puppy?
No.
Like seriously.
It was really amazing. I kept thinking she'd get bored of it and walk away, and she's all, aww. No,
yeah.
You can keep this up.
Yeah, or watch a baby too. Babies are so sweet. We're gonna, like I said, we're gonna be talking about it. We were still laughing this morning, Diamond, about how I pronounced the word void.
Void.
Okay, instead of void. And
sounds
I said
fancy.
It twice. Well, I get very, I don't know, you know, Kip over enunciates certain words too. She's famous for it, actually. And if she's listening right now, she's probably laughing. But yeah, so I don't know if it's a New York thing saying void. I used to say illustrate instead of illustrate. And so you learn.
You still do.
I know, I still kind of do. And so why do people do it? Hey, Barbara Walters did it, didn't she? Didn't she used to?
Yeah,
like,
she's an enunciator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she used to like pronounce some words kind of oddly, if you will, right?
I hear that if you read a word, you kind of make up the pronunciation in your head. And if you never hear anyone say it, you don't really know how it's supposed to be said.
That's always my excuse to my kids. I'm like,
I've never seen it in print.
Yeah, like my, well, a lot, like my vocabulary, I have a pretty big vocabulary, but it's all come from reading. So it's not a lot of the words I just have never really said out loud. I've just read them or something. So when I say them, it's very phonetic.
Yeah, well, and you read a lot. Mm-hmm. I read a lot. It's so funny, the English language. I was reading, we've got a great guest coming up today, Dr. Darren Martin. He wrote the book, A Company of Owners Maximizing Employee Engagement. We're going to be talking all about that. I've got his book here, A Company of Owners Maximizing Employee Engagement, like I just said. And then his other book, The Sink, Radical Transformation with One Small Change. I love this book. I like this book better than that book. I mean, I read that book too, but I've always acted like an owner. That's the only way I know how to operate. Anything I do well or not at all. And I think that if everybody did that, gosh, we'd all make a lot more money.
Right? Well, we'd probably be happier.
We'd be happier. We'd be happier. But, you know, what I was going to say is, so he recommends the book by Daniel H. Pink, the book Drive, which is a New York Times bestseller. And on the back, I was reading some of the comments about the book. And so Scientific American writes this: Pink makes a convincing case that organizations ignore intrinsic motivation at their peril. And I was like, what does that mean? So Lex, I read it to Lexi. What does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
What do you think that means? You want me to read it again?
I didn't get it the first two times.
Pink makes a convincing case that organizations ignore intrinsic motivation, which we all know what that is, at their peril. So I don't know. Just a bunch of words. You know, sometimes people just put out a bunch of words and
the words don't necessarily
make sense while you're trying to be braggadocious about your vocabulary and all these words that you want to use that you put together. But it's better, I think, if you're more direct in your speech.
Yeah, you know, I guess in my thought process, it's almost like she phrased it backwards.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the subject is at the end of the sentence. It makes it confusing. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand what she's saying, but it's confusing the way she ordered it.
Yeah, and I write the way I think, and so that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
A lot of times. People that know me well laugh at the way, you know, I'll send a text or...
She'll use the predictive text or the speech text and send the longest messages because she's speaking to the phone. It's hilarious. One of the funniest things
I've gotten a few of those.
Yeah. So I officially can never text and drive again. Not that I really did. I never used my fingers, but I was using, you know, I'll use Siri like to respond to something, but no more. No more. My youngest daughter, Antonia, she wanted me to watch, what's it called? Those three guys or the wise guys? I can't think of the name of it right now. Very popular, are they the BuzzFeed guys? I don't know. But anyway, it was a little YouTube video basically, or no, it was on their show. Anyway, I'll find out. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it was about texting and driving and how dangerous it is, that it's more dangerous than if you drive drunk, if you drive stoned, or if you drive, I don't know, with kids in the car. No.
Yeah, I believe it.
With a new baby. Oh, my gosh. So seriously, that's dangerous when you know, that's why you got to put them in the back seat. And if they're crying, pull over. Don't try to, you know, fix something.
My pediatrician told me to turn the music up.
Really?
Just crank the music.
Yeah.
Crank the music. Hmm.
With my first baby, I was like, he cries when I drive, and he's all, you know, like, he's asking all the normal stuff, you know, does he need a new diaper? Has he been fed? Uh-huh. I'm like, no, he's like solid, you know, like everything's good. Huh. He just cries, and he's like, just turn the music up.
Well, mothers have been singing to their babies since the beginning of time. Hush, little baby, don't you? Yeah. Oh my gosh. What, you act like you wanted to say something, Aviana.
No. I was just saying you blast some.
I don't think you should blast a baby with music.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a baby music blaster over
there.
Here,
you go. So.
The baby blaster. Oh my gosh.
It sounds pretty effective.
Yeah, I mean, it makes them stop eventually. They're like, what's happening? What is all that?
I don't think you should do that, though.
Well,
won't shock their system?
A little shock. Never heard anyone.
No? I don't know. I don't know if I would do that unless it was a lullaby.
Play? What would you
That's why women get really dumb after they have a baby, because then all they read are very elementary books and
ABCs,
and music that is like goofy.
I know.
And you're like, you get goofy. You get goofy. You got to get out shortly after having a baby, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, just get out. get out of the house. No. But we're going to be talking about all that. It's very difficult to be pregnant. It really is. But we've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Darren Martin, PhD. I was going to be talking about his book, A Company of Owners. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try Hemp Company products. Search Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This holiday season, give the gift of proper elimination. The modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires us to sit. While sitting to do our business may be considered civilized, studies show that the natural squat position improves our ability to eliminate. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Happy holidays to you. Poop, poop, be doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. I love this song. Oh my gosh, I can't decide if I want to talk or dance. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Dr. Darren Martin, PhD, on the line. He is the author of the best-selling book, A Company of Owners Maximizing Employee Engagement, and the hand-drawn, written, a whiteboard, business models that inspire action, as well as the soon-to-be-released books, Beached Whale, Learning to Swim in the New Ocean, and The Sink. I've got The Sink in front of me. I love it. Dr. Martin's thought leadership and change strategies in transforming companies earned him the title of the culture architect. I like that. Combining humor, thought-provoking content, and a dynamic and engaging presentation style, his transformational speaking has inspired audiences to action all over the world, including me. DarrenMartin.com is where you can find him. Welcome to One Life Radio.
I am so excited about being here. It sounds like you got a house full. I love that song, too, by the way.
I do. And I have a dog I just rescued. I named her Susie Q as well. Oh, and she's absolutely darling. But I really do love your books. And it is great to have you on the show. So you know what? Can we start with the book Sink? Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely.
Because I think this is such an important message. So let's talk about the book Sync, Radical Transformation with One Small Change. Do you want to share with our listeners what that one small change is?
Yeah, absolutely. So, in fact, I'll tell the story real quick, if you don't mind.
Of course.
My colleague, business partner, co-author of the book, Walter Nussbaum, walked into a restroom in a airport. And he saw a really well-dressed guy that was over there, and he'd taken the paper towels, and he was wiping down the sink. And so Walter made some crack about, you know, hey, have you been working here long? And the guy just kind of laughed and smiled. And then he looked at Walter, and he said, well, you know what they say, why not leave it better than you found it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Walter was just, you know, intrigued, blown away. Sure enough, Walter goes, wash his hands, guess what he did? He wiped down the sink. He tells me the story on the phone later. I'm at a client company. I go in the restroom and I start wiping down sinks. And, you know, I tell that story a lot when I speak, and I can't tell you how many emails I've gotten from people saying, boy, I've wiped down so many sinks and mm-hmm. you told me that. But the idea is so much bigger than just wiping down sinks. It really applies to all areas of life, you know, physical environments, why don't we leave things better than we found them? Mm-hmm. You know, clean up a little extra. And of course, one of the biggest leaving better is leaving people better than find them. That's transformational.
Absolutely. I feel like I want to, you know, close my hands and pray and meditate right now because it's such an important message. It really is. And you can teach this to children at an early age. It's important to wipe down the sink and always leave things, as you said, better than when you found them. And, you know, on a simple level, leaving things better than you found them may look like this. I'm reading from your book now, telling someone what you admire about them, or teaching someone a skill you have, or passing on a great book, refilling the copy paper before it's sold out, before it's out, and sharing a time-saving tip you discovered, or thoroughly proofing documents, picking up the trash in front of you, and mentoring a child who has no more mentors. I just love what a beautiful message this book is.
There's so many opportunities on a daily basis, and what I would tell you for me personally, since I've started doing the wiping down the sinks, it applies to thousands of other areas. I used to leave a hotel room and the cleaner's going to come, they're going to clean it up. Now I compile everything together. I get the towels. If I've got trash on the counter, I throw it in the trash can. I just, you know, there's no reason to expect that somebody else is going to do it. Why don't we do it?
Yeah,
and look for those opportunities because they're all around.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And it's all connected. You know, it's all connected. You don't live your life one way at home and then live your life another way outside of home. It's all connected. So, which leads me to your great book, A Company of Owners, Maximizing Employee Engagement. So what is the owner mentality?
So and these two ideas actually tie together quite well. There was an experiment they did. I talk about it in A Company of Owners, where they wadded up some paper and threw it in the middle of a hallway of a busy company and just watched person after person walking by and just ignoring it. And then on occasion, someone would stop, pick it up, go find a trash can, throw it away, and then they would go interview them. Why did you do that? And invariably, they would say something that was a really strong owner mentality, which is, hey, this is our place. This is my place.
Mm-hmm.
This is my company, you know, not literally, but they had such a sense of identification with where they worked that they truly acted like an owner. And, boy, that book has just been a really powerful metaphor for what's on a lot of business leaders and people's minds, because we've got such low engagement at a typical company. You know, I think it has been in the books like 29%. So you got a lot of zombies as they walk in the hallways. And, you know, how much better place is it to work when you go and everybody's acting like an owner?
Absolutely.
And really take responsibility.
Well, do you think it comes from being too focused on profit and not the employees? You know, as far as that human interaction really matters.
Well, okay, so as I say, so first of all, if we've got 29% engagement, your average company, either 71% of workers just suck, right? Mm-hmm. We just got a horrible workforce, or it's not a people problem, it's a culture problem. It's that companies want owner behavior, but if you want somebody to act like an owner, you have to treat them like an owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take too many times of getting slapped down or, no, we're not going to do that, or, you know, not really. I think we stopped viewing work a long time ago as a vibrant, joyful place where I go to contribute and develop.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really has become it's where I go get a paycheck. So, you know, as I say, people dance into work or crawl into work on a Monday morning and they dance out on a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, TGIF.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to change. I think the biggest silent tax on every company out there is this lack of engagement. And it's easy to point at the workers and say, our people aren't engaged. Well, you know, you probably haven't built something that they're passionate about, because people are naturally engaged. They're naturally excited about something. It just may not be their job or what the company's doing.
Do you think it is a trickle down from the top? I've always believed that.
Oh, I mean, no question to ask. And when you look at, look at Herb Keller. I know he gets used a lot of times, but with Southwest, he was such a dynamic. He is. He's still alive. I guess I shouldn't talk about him in the past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Tony Hsieh, or just examples. But there are also companies where I have no idea who kind of is the champion. The whole company is run that way.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about a Chick-fil-A or an In-N-Out burger, there's a certain level of energy, a Ritz-Carlton, you know, where everybody seems to be really on board, and they have hardwired that company to have people to work like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, you say act like an owner. What are some examples of that? What does this mean?
So owners pay attention to things like, should we spend this or not spend this? I ask people sometimes, hey, if this were your company, your money, would you do it? And sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. It means that you are coming up with ways to make not only your spot at the company, make whatever you're focused on better, but really to make everybody else better as well. It means really taking a enterprise view of the business. You know, one of the deaths of so many companies is silos. And I go into so many companies that are just bemoaning the fact, you know, left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Accounting doesn't know what's happening with sales, and shipping is not, you know, connected with manufacturing. And yet all those things are interdependent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So owners really, they can't afford to just focus on one part of the company. They see it as this living organism that either, you know, survives together or dives together. If I drop a brick on my toe, my hand isn't up there going, oh, I'm glad it was the toe, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, the whole body hurts because it's all interconnected.
Yeah.
And that's what an owner does.
Yeah, and I love one of the quotes in your book from JCPenney talking about founders and greatness. He says, I will have no man work for me who has not the capacity to become a partner. I think that's wonderful. It's a wonderful quote. And also, you write that partnerships work better than dictatorships, and fire your employees, no seriously. Employees are a thing of the past. Employees are a drain on your company. High-performing companies hire and develop owners.
We are in the middle of what I call an evolution right now in the way that we think about work and work. And one of the big things that needs to change is just this archaic language that we use, you know, up and down the chain, bosses, you know, even employees. And work is truly, in 2018, more of a partnership. People are there by choice. And, you want people that are going to actually show up, as I say. So, yeah, it was actually the idea in the book was born out of a conversation I had with a CEO of a $20 billion oil and gas company I was doing some consulting for.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him in the hallway, I said, Dave, you need to fire your employees. All of them. He's like, Martin, I can't fire all my employees. And I said, yeah, you don't want employees. You want people to act like owners. And
mm-hmm.
I remember that ding, 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 you know, kind of bell going off over his head, and his face lit up. He's like, yeah, that's what I want. I think every company not only can have that, but they should have that, certainly if they're going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that mentality to permeate.
Well, let me ask you this. What are some of the biggest mistakes that owners make?
Okay, so literal owners, if I'm the head of XYZ company, I was actually just listening to something on the great Henry Ford, who, when the rest of the company was trying to get beyond the first automobile that they had created because they knew the market was demanding something else,
mm-hmm.
he was rabidly against it. In fact, he smashed the prototype that they had developed of what would be the next big deal. That's a mentality problem, right? When owners get this unilateral sense of, hey, I'm the only smart person here,
mm-hmm.
well, then what do you need the rest of the company for? So
they
isolate themselves. They live in a vacuum. They can get a very much of a me against them kind of mentality, which is, you know, the kiss of death. I mean, there's so many things that owners can can do that derail their own company.
Oh, yeah. I think that a guy who thinks, you know, he's the smartest one in the room is destined to fail. Personally, I don't think anybody finds arrogance appealing. And you, in order to really grow, you have to listen to other people and their great ideas, especially in a company. And like you said, that's what makes great companies great, is everyone working together. So so good to have you on the air. I love this book, Dr. Martin, and thank you for writing it. It's wonderful. It is. And the book Sync is wonderful, too. I encourage everyone to get a copy, owner or not. Oh, one more question. OK, so let me ask you this. What are some of the questions to ask yourself to determine the quality of your workplace if you're out there wondering if you're in the right job?
Hey, would I want my my kid to come to work here? Would Ooh. I recommend my best friend to come to work here?
Mm-hmm.
And then the follow-up question is, if not, why? And can I do something to change that? We need more change agents, less complainers and more change agents in the workplace. But seriously, there are some situations where you're better off just going and finding. You're not captive. Go find a better environment.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Or start your own company and be the competition.
There's a lot of that going on right now. I highly recommend it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so great to have you on the air with us today. Thank you again, Dr. Darren Martin, PhD. You can find him at darrenmartin.com. That's darrenmartin.com. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Anytime, Mel. Let's do it again.
Thanks. All right. Let's do it. Okay, everyone. Great. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up. We're going to be talking about pregnancy if you're interested. Lots of juicy stuff. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Waste time with the masterpiece. Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. I'm going up on this sweet, sweet, baby. Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
The Pumpkin Spice 5K will take place Saturday, November 17th at Panther Island Pavilion in Fort Worth, benefiting Leukemia Texas, dedicated to fighting blood cancer. Find out more at runproject.org and click on the link for the Pumpkin Spice 5K.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Connolly. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. Get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about their products, and of course Squatty Potty. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife to get 15% off your entire order. And they have a new one called Moonlight and Curve, and they're just, you know, keeping that innovation going. But I can tell you this. The Squatty Potty will change your life, especially if you have trouble going to the bathroom. You really need one, because the modern day toilet is convenient, but it has one major fault. It requires you to sit, and you need to squat in order to properly eliminate. And of course, the H Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. It's made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics. And of course, Paleo Magazine, visit them at paleomagonline .com to download the digital version, or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And they also have the new, they have a special edition that's all about keto. I saw it at Natural Grocer yesterday, and then they also have it at Central Market that I know of, or you can, like I said, order it at paleomagonline.com. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, such a great publication, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal is now available in both print and digital version as well. Order online at the Wellbeing Journal. Or it's not the, it's just wellbeingjournal.com. I've been reading this publication for years, and it's got some of the most informational and educational articles and some of them are our regular guest experts on the show, but it is an incredible publication. Check it out. So, okay, we're talking about pregnancy here with Autumn Connolly, and of course Lexi Brinkley's pregnant. All of our regular listeners know that. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she has written a children's book that she'll be reading to this new baby. What is the baby's name?
Minnie Mae.
I love it. Okay. I absolutely love this girl. And she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsyall.com. Okay, Autumn. Things that men should know about women's pregnancy. So pregnant women, we all know it, that have been pregnant are known for being a little edgy. Is it safe to assume that it's all just hormones?
All right. No.
All right. Are you ready?
So that's actually one of my pet peeves is, you know, when things are blamed on hormones. Obviously, everybody's got hormones. And when you're having a baby, you're going to have more hormones. And it's definitely going to influence some of your behaviors. I'm not saying that it doesn't.
Should I tell my hormone joke?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I have an idea where that joke would go.
You know how to make a hormone? Don't pay her.
There it is.
I love that joke. It's an oldie but a goodie.
It's a classic.
It's like the My Dick's a Drill joke. That's a good one too. Okay,
maybe next time.
So what do you, I'm going to bring pregnant Lexi in on this. Lexi, what do you want men out there to know most about? Now, this is Autumn's third pregnancy. This is your first pregnancy. What does that feel like for you?
What?
Pregnancy.
Being pregnant?
Listen, she's testy already.
What? What's the question?
Yeah, because you're getting up there now. You're only 6 weeks out from delivery.
I know.
And you're carrying a large baby, so are you?
I got
a
big old boy.
You got a big old boy. Are you a little nervous?
Yeah. I'm terrified. Yeah, everyone asks me, how do you feel? And I'm like, scared out of my mind.
You don't know what to expect. Autumn's done it twice, so that's why it's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going in blind.
You're going
in
blind. So, Autumn, what would you tell Lexi?
Yeah.
I would say the best thing that you can do is inform yourself. So with my first baby, what I did is I took classes, natural birthing classes based on the Bradley method. But I don't think everything about that method is perfect. But what I do like about it is it gives you a very clear step-by-step process of what happens during labor. So you know exactly what stage you're in and what's coming next.
Yeah.
And so it's really helpful to be like, oh, I'm in stage two, and these are the five things that generally happen during stage two, and now we have moved on.
Right. Well, I did none of that with my first baby. Yeah. I was too busy working right up until like eight hours before I went into labor, mopping the floor
right.
at one of the Pizza Patrons.
That's how I feel now. Yeah. I'm like pitch 14K.
And so I thought, I remember telling people, oh my God, millions of women before me have delivered babies. I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'll figure it out, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I watched, I don't even think they didn't have videos like back then of stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking 22 years ago,
right.
Next week. But it's kind of crazy. I knew nothing, and I went into labor. At first, I thought, oh, this isn't so bad. I think I'll go natural. I was so dumb. Like, I can't even tell you how dumb I was going into it. And then when the real labor hit, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. I looked like I was hit by a truck afterwards. I broke blood vessels in my eyes from straining. I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even open my jaw from straining for so many hours trying to get that baby out. And she was little. She was 6 pounds and 5 ounces, and I thought it was going to kill me.
Yeah, well, I would say the first one's a little bit trickier, not to scare you, but
yeah.
I mean, the first one is a little bit trickier.
Sorry.
It's new for your body, and, you know, it's a big change.
There's a lot of new things.
But, yeah, overall, she's, you know, Bernadette's right. Like, women have been having babies
yeah.
for forever. You know, it's like our bodies are meant to do it. You know, I always joke, I don't really have a hard time at all having babies. You know,
or getting pregnant.
Apparently not.
Would you like to tell that story?
We'll save that one too.
Yeah, this one was a little bit of a surprise.
Oh,
it's a proof that the universe has a sense of humor.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, he fixed your porch all right.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, is it a good move to remind yourself that everything will go back into normal once the baby is born, do you think?
No, I don't think that it is. There's a lot of stuff that you read, you know, a lot of pregnancy books that are like, you know, just like bear with her or whatever. She's going through a lot of changes, but, you know, she'll be back to her old self. And that's just, you know, I can't be more emphatic about it. That's not true.
Yeah.
Having a baby is going to change you dramatically.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's an irreversible change, you know, going from who you are before you had the baby to who you become when you're a mother is incredibly different. And, you know, the hope is that your partner, it recognizes that change and that you guys are able to grow together. So standing on some falsehood of, oh, you know, she'll have the baby and then we can go back to the same activities we did before and this and that. That just generally isn't the case. You know,
yeah.
It's a whole new world after the baby.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And a wonderful world,
I might
add. It is.
It's different, but, you know.
It's different. There's so many great things about it. And I think the worst thing about becoming a parent is you worry. You just worry so much.
Yes, exactly.
And you worry yourself to almost, you know, tears sometimes. But other than that, I mean, I think it's one of the most wonderful natural things that someone could do if they choose to or not. I mean, I wasn't going to have children.
Right.
I was convinced I was never having children. I had to be talked into it.
Right.
I really did.
Yeah.
I was
didn't
just
you
fine.
Want kids?
Well, I didn't. My career was important to me, and I thought, I'm fine. I rescue animals. I was busy.
You had tons of kids.
And I had all my nieces and nephews. I'm like, this is great, you know. And quite truthfully, I was a little afraid of finding someone that was truly committed. And those fears came to fruition. So get ready, you know, for anybody out there thinking about having a baby. That goes for a man too. You know, that marriage, that union might not last, and that there's so you really need to. You need to be careful who you lay down with.
Well, and that's what I find to be so interesting about this pregnancy is I've got a completely different perspective. You know, obviously, my first two children were a lot more traditional, and this one, you know, I've largely been single, and it's just me and my kids, and it's a really different thing to be on your own and be pregnant, and, you know, I'm still responsible for all the heavy lifting mm-hmm. and for all of the work and, you know, bringing home income and taking care of the other kids and everything, but it's really interesting to see how much, you know, your body, you know, it adjusts to whatever life circumstance that you're in. And it's just a fun, I don't know, it's kind of a fun testament to the power of
women.
Yeah.
Yes. The power of the woman and her womb.
The woman and her womb.
Oh my gosh. Lots more coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with 3 brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line.
I love this song.
I think of you every time now.
Oh my God. I can't even tell you how many times I have danced, I two-stepped in my kitchen, you know, around my island. I'm there all by myself. I just absolutely love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
Oh my gosh, we should just listen to it. My favorite part of the song is when he says, "I want a shot of that redhead over yonder looking at me." Oh my gosh, everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes. She has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticsy'all.com. So we're talking about pregnancy today. Things that men should know about a woman's pregnancy. So I've got two pregnant women. Lexi Brinkley is ready to deliver in 6 weeks. And you're about, what, 3 months out?
Yeah.
Three months out. Which was funny because she was trying to hide it. And if you didn't hear the story at the beginning of the show, go back and listen to the podcast. And we're actually going to record a couple of podcasts after the broadcast and really talk about this in depth for those of you that really, some of the stuff, it's just, you know, not in good taste to talk about on the radio, but it's stuff that guys should know. So about women and what it feels like. So it seems like all of the focus is on the baby. You know, should you mention how you're starting to feel a little jealous if you feel that way?
I think yes, but you should do so in a very, very careful way.
Yeah. I don't remember if I ever, I don't think I ever felt that way. I don't know why.
Well, you know, I've read and then I've experienced it myself in my personal life. It's like, you know, the woman's so focused on the pregnancy and there's a lot of attention going to the woman that the men sort of feel like, you know, they're getting left behind.
The men feel jealous. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've witnessed that. Of course.
It is a natural feeling, but as your partner, or as somebody that, you know, co-created this new life, you might feel a little bit jealous, but like, grow up a little bit.
Get me started. I have some great stories about that. I wish I could share them. I'll do it on the podcast after the broadcast because there's so much selfishness. I just have to say, a lot of men are really selfish when it comes to that. Hey, guess what, dude? It's no longer about you and it's no longer about
me.
Right. It's about the baby first.
Yeah, it is. You know, but it should be about the baby first, but it should be that you and your partner, whoever you're raising the baby with, are in agreement that just because of, you know, the way that human life works, that the baby ought to be first. The baby is, you know,
a baby.
It's right.
It's depending on you.
Rather helpless.
Yeah.
And so it does, the burden naturally falls on the mother, which does sometimes leave the father or the partner in the shadows a little bit. But if you both come to, you know, an understanding that this new life is what's going to take priority because that is what we want to be the priority, then, you know.
It's nature.
That's
you can't even stop it. You can't help it. So quit focusing on yourself and realize that the two of you together have a mission to raise this child the best that you possibly can.
That's right. And honestly, if the male or if the partner of whoever's having the baby, if they, you know, if they pull their weight, then there would be less to be jealous about because then the woman doesn't have to focus so much of her attention on the baby.
Yeah.
You get to kind of share that responsibility and then it leaves more leftover time for other things.
And I think about the baby shower. So, now it's kind of popular to bring, you know, the guy in to have like a bachelor or bachelorette part, not bachelor, but because
couple shower.
I don't like the idea of that.
Yeah. You don't bringing the guy in?
I don't mind the guy being there, but I mean, honestly, like I'm turning kale into a human right now.
Yeah.
You know, the focus should be on the mother. Today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm not going to argue with you. You're pregnant.
Don't argue.
What do you think? What do you think, Lexi?
I liked how we did it, how Ryan was
there. Was he just there?
He was just there. I had him help me open gifts. He got to invite some of his friends.
So I like that. But have you seen like where they're having like separate parties?
No.
Like it's like the bachelorette bachelor thing.
Oh, okay.
No, where the man's having like a daddy type party and I'm going.
For what? With what? Strippers?
It's like, no. Exactly. It's like he and the guy friends go off and do something while the mom's having the baby shower, which, you know, whatever. It's everybody's relationship is unique. So who knows? But at the same time, I don't know that the attention should be taken away from the mom and the baby in that mm-hmm. way necessarily.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're not going to argue with you because you're pregnant. Whatever you want.
But including them in your baby shower, I'm not saying they can't be included. The merrier.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, is there anything you want to share with us, Lexi, with the audience about being pregnant?
I don't know.
I told Lexi that she was like the first woman that I've seen go through pregnancy. Like, none of my friends have had babies yet. I haven't had close members of my family have kids.
Yeah, we see each other every day.
Yeah, so it's been really cool to watch her week by week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your little science experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like mine's been pretty easy breezy, knock on wood. But I don't know. I feel like I've been pretty lucky with how much like weight I've gained, how my body's changing. I'm just kind of rolling with punches.
So yeah. Do you guys
no issues?
So are you? Do you, I have to ask you this, because I think every woman, I know I did, you worry about how sexy you feel mm-hmm. when you're pregnant. I know for a fact that has not been problematic for you. You've had more sex than ever while you're pregnant.
I think I've hit the downward spiral the past couple weeks.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. The bigger you get, it's just like,
yeah,
I just feel like a whale. Yeah. But like the second trimester was great. I felt pretty. I felt sexy. Me and Ryan had a great sexual life for a while, and now I don't have that in me anymore. Mm-hmm. I've lost the drive.
Yeah. Do you think that men forget, they don't understand that you're very worried right now too, worried about being a good mother, what that entails? And
I don't think he thinks about that at all.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Because you know, most often the man is the one that is the provider, the breadwinner, and the woman is the one that, you know, basically is responsible for the baby.
Yep.
So it is kind of scary. It puts you in a very vulnerable place. I think that's why I never really wanted to have children. I didn't want to put myself in a vulnerable place with a man.
Yeah.
And being dependent on them, because I've always been so independent my whole life.
Yeah, it's definitely a tricky thing. What I've noticed, though, in my group of close friends is that the pregnancy and how it was dealt with really does determine, quite honestly, the outcome of the marriage at some point.
Say that again.
The dedication and the understanding, the way that the pregnancy and the new baby was handled kind of determines the outcome of the marriage. So I've witnessed a lot of women, and yes, they are vulnerable immediately after the baby's born and for a few years when, you know, during the younger years, toddler years and stuff like that. But I've seen myself, you know, that once the children get some independence, i.e. start going to school, mm-hmm. If the woman's been unhappy this whole time, she's out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I've
witnessed
it more times than I could even count here on very close friends and then just acquaintances as well. And it seems like it's really a time to either come together and do it together, or it's going to just kind of wreck things a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you need to have a great sense of humor.
In general,
just to get through life, but especially mm-hmm. to get through pregnancy and raising a new baby. I can remember one time, I actually, my oldest was with me at the house, and we had, you remember the chair, the white chair that spins around Aviana, because
yeah.
Aviana basically grew up in our home. But I was changing a diaper. I was changing my youngest one's diaper, and she had a blowout, and it blew out all over the dog. And you talk about, oh my God. So you really have to have a sense of humor. You never yeah. know what's going to happen when life gets weird. Life gets weird with a baby, and especially when you throw in a lot of animals like you have and what I have. But I do think there's so many things. I think that men just need to understand that, you know, it's crucial for them to understand that you're going through a very difficult time. Like you said, you're building a whole other human being mm-hmm. in your body, and then you have to deliver it, you know,
right?
And it comes out, and you're responsible for this other living thing when you've never experienced it before. It's very overwhelming.
Yes, it's incredibly overwhelming. And, you know, a lot of times there's not anything that a man can do to take that burden away from their partner, but at the same time, they can just be understanding and realize that some of the changes in the woman aren't, you know, they're not something that she can really help, because it is just a natural urge to mm-hmm. care for your young. So.
Absolutely. Well, and I think it's like I said, there's so many beautiful things that come out of it too. The joy of watching a mother's love for a child is
right.
one of the most beautiful things you'll ever witness. The old mama bear comes out, mm-hmm. and I mean, it's so funny how protective you can become as a mother. That's if you're a normal mother. I think if that link is missing, something's very wrong.
Sure.
Yeah, you got to be a mama bear. So what can a guy do to make her the happiest?
A back rub.
A back rub?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
just a back rub. Rub some
just
stuff.
A little bit of human touch.
Yeah, draw you a bath, like, make you dinner.
Yeah,
do
like,
things.
Yeah, doing the things. Any yeah. of the things.
Doing any
but,
good things.
You know,
all
at,
of
like,
the things. All right, guys, listen up. And write, take notes because it's all good. Love having you in studio always,
thank
Autumn
you.
Cottonley. Find her at probioticsyall.com. Thank you so much, Lexi, Avi, Diamond. Everyone, thank you for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.